everyone. I'm Alex Smith here at the NovaCare Complex with your 360 update. The wide receivers, the big story here. Of course, the news over the weekend that the Eagles released veterans Reuben Randall and Chris Givens. So today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson. And while he's been through that process before of being a veteran who doesn't make a team, he says that at the end of the day, his job is to find the best 53 men for this Eagles roster.
You know, first of all, you appreciate everybody's hard work. I mean, I've been in those situations. I've been released before as a player and as a veteran player, and so I understand the business, and it's obviously the tough side of what we do as coaches and personnel. But at the same time, we are you know, looking for the best 53 that we're going to take into the regular season. So, you know, we've got some young guys that have performed well, and want to give them another opportunity here this week coming up to solidify those positions.
Meanwhile, inside the Eagles locker room, we caught up with second-year wide receiver Nelson Agholor, who said he's putting extra pressure on himself to perform at a higher level moving forward.
I have a responsibility because I will be a guy that's out there. So in my mind, you know, my number is going to be called multiple times and I need to answer the phone. So that's how I look at it. This is a different type of pressure for me now. This is a pressure that I accept for my teammates and for my team. You know, this is an opportunity that I need to take advantage of and something that I look forward to, you know, for my team and for what we need to do as a team so we can win football games.
Now, while many of the starters won't play on Thursday night against the Jets, players who are on the bubble, such as wide receiver Paul Turner, will get one final shot to prove themselves. We caught up with Turner inside the locker room, who says he's taking this game exactly as he would any other game here in the preseason.
Well, I just feel like, for me, I just don't feel like it's any bigger than any other preseason game. You have to take it as every game is a big game because you never know when it's going to be your last. So you just can't focus on, oh, man, this is my last game. No, you got to take it like you've been approaching it each and every week. You know what I'm saying? With the same focus and the same mindset that I have to go out there and do my job and perform. And then if you do that, everything else will take care of itself.
And finally, an injury update here from the NovaCare Complex. Wide receiver Jordan Matthews will be back at practice today, although he will not play in the preseason finale against the Jets, nor will guard Isaac Seumalo or quarterback Carson Wentz, who we caught up with inside the locker room, saying that although he won't be able to go in the finale, he's moving forward and getting set for the season opener.
Yeah, it's frustrating, you know, as all injuries are. You know, I was obviously hoping to get out there one more time in the preseason, but you know, it kind of is what it is, and I'm going to still try and learn as much as I can and get ready for Cleveland. You know, I don't feel it too much. You know, it's frustrating to not get those reps, you know, those game situations. But, you know, I still feel I'm prepared, so whenever the time comes, I'll be ready.
For a complete Eagles injury update, along with the rest of our sound from inside the Eagles locker room, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and our official Eagles mobile app. And with your 360 update, I'm Alex Smith.